Matadors pregame, sitting down with Andy Newman ahead of the quarterfinal matchup. Coach, congratulations. I got a very pending question for you. Everybody wants to know, did Luke keep his shirt on in the locker room after the celebration?
Yes, Luke has been was very tame yesterday. He was squirting water on people, but his shirt was still on, unlike at the Bruin at the Bruin festival.
Hawaii, Coach, so you just played him. I don't know whose advantage it works. They're a little bit rested, but to be fair, aside from yesterday, you guys are pretty rested too, correct?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we've had a nice little break on this thing too, and so we played hard last night. It was a hard-fought battle that took a toll on us. But again, like, man, this is March. These guys have been looking forward to this tournament since August. We'll be ready to go.
We sleep in April, correct?
That's right. Yeah, okay. That's absolutely right.
I got to bring up the free throw shooting. It's been back and forth because you guys have been a very good free throw shooting team at times. Recently, not so much. I saw you did have a little extra free throw shooting today at the shoot around.
Yeah. We're, you work so hard over the course of 39 minutes, right, to put yourself in position to win the game. But if you don't make free throws, you're not going to. So, this is a big stage. So last night we had some guys miss some pressure free throws. And it's hard, step up there with everybody watching and your teammates all there and knowing that your teammates' seasons are on the line. Those are tough moments. But, I think today just getting a little bit of extra practice, just concentrating on repetition and the process will help these guys make them in it.
I didn't get a chance to ask you yesterday, Keontae. Birthday boy. Yeah. I thought he was a little snubbed in the postseason. I don't want to get you in trouble, so I won't ask you about that. But what a performance he had for you guys, particularly on defense.
Yeah, he was phenomenal on both ends of the ball. It really was. Like, through the course of the game, when we needed a bucket, he made some big ones for us, getting to the rim, and made a big three on the wing as well, and made some really big free throws, throughout the course of the game on the offensive end. But defensively, he was just, like you said, just a monster. Guarded A.J. Mitchell, and then in key moments in the overtime, really guarded him well and forced him into some really tough shots that really ended up, winning the game for us. So he was, by far our most valuable guy last night for sure.
And last thing for me, you exercise the demon because this team hadn't won in this tournament since 2014. So how do you look at it now, Coach? I think I know your answer, but is this house money now or is it hell no, we're rolling?
Hell no. You know me all too well, Gasol. No, it's we got one goal and that's win this thing. So we're putting all efforts towards that. We started this thing saying, okay, our mantra is going to be 4 in a row until it's 3 in a row, and then it's going to be 3 in a row until it's 2 in a row, and it's going to be 2 in a row until it's 1 in a row. So these guys, want to play and win this thing on Saturday night. So that's where all of our efforts are going. That's where our belief is, and these guys are going to give everything they got.
All right, early morning shoot around, but you get some rest till 6 o'clock. See you tonight, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Andy Newman right back after this.